Now it's time to step to a different beat. This weekend, hundreds of people from across the state and from as far away as Idaho, Oregon, and Washington State will be coming to Northern California to get a little taste of Texas. That's because this weekend is the 7th annual Tejano Conjunto Festival in Sacramento, a celebration of Latino music from Texas that made its way across the West. Julie Kane and Lisa Morehouse visited a band playing the festival and bring us a preview in this story from our archives. Here's Lisa.
The Gloria family, cousins, aunts, and uncles, is sitting around a kitchen table in Modesto, doing what they always do, playing music together. Year-old accordionist Albert Gloria remembers being a kid and watching his uncle Beto's band practice in the garage across the street.
Instead of running around playing tag, I wouldn't even play, I would just watch them.
This band is called Texas Funk, and they play at clubs and parties around Modesto. It's made up of three generations of musicians. The younger ones were born in California, the older ones in Texas. The music they play is called Tejano Conjunto. Tejano is the Spanish word for Texan. Conjunto means ensemble. The music is a blend of Mexican ballads and German polkas brought together in Texas in the late 1800s. The accordion is the star instrument, and it's joined by bass, drums, and a 12-string guitar called a bajo sexto. The lyrics often tell sad tales of broken hearts and forbidden love, but the rhythm is made for dancing. Like the older generation of the Gloria family, many early Tejano Conjunto musicians and their relatives were migrant farm workers.
My first job was picking cotton at the age of 5.
That's Ramona Landeros, who today organizes the Tejano Conjunto Festival. She grew up in the 1960s without child labor protections.
I remember reaching into the bud of the cotton plant, and my hand was so small that it would fit perfectly.
Originally from Texas, her family traveled across the West, working in fields and living in migrant labor camps under terrible conditions. She says their music made life bearable.
Dad used to say, la música que te trae de la muerte. In other words, that music that would bring you back from the dead. After a long day's work and you feel dead. And then when they'd bust out the accordions, the guitars, the bajo sextos, everybody would be outside listening to the music. Before you know it, they'd start, you know, people start kicking up dust, dancing.
These Tejano migrants brought their music with them as they traveled, which is how it came to California.
I just thought, God, it'd be nice to have something out here because I know so many Tejanos in Oregon, in Washington, in Idaho, all the places that I've been and that we've worked. I knew there was always Tejanos that ended up staying in those places. And I thought, well, if I was to organize a festival here in Sacramento, I'll bet people would come.
And she was right. Now, in its 6th year, the festival's grown to 3 days. It attracts people from all across the West, keeping the music alive far from its roots. Songs get passed down from generation to generation, learned by ear rather than by sheet music. Younger players add their own touches to old standards, keeping the music vibrant. Back at their kitchen table, Albert and Robert Gloria play a classic polka by Tony de la Rosa. And here's their new version with lots of Texas funk. But Tejano music isn't just played around kitchen tables. It's a major genre with a Grammy category and its own pantheon of stars. One of them, Flaco Jimenez, is headlining this weekend's Tejano Conjunto Festival. Ya me voy, ahí te dejo en San Antonio. Tu mañita no te la puedo quitar.
This is probably the closest it gets to it being in Texas, where they have these happy events all the time.
Bass player Robert Gloria.
So Sacramento, they have the annual one every year. So people from other states that can't make it to Texas, they come to California.
Janie Gloria Casucci, the singer for the group called Texas Funk, says they come because the Tejano identity is so strong. She spent most of her life in California, but she still calls herself Tejana.
Born Tejana, die Tejana. No, it doesn't go away. Just because you moved to a different state, it's in your heart.
And you need heart to play this music, says her nephew Albert.
That's what we do this for, the love of the music. We want to do it to be famous. We want to be playing this style of music. You know, that's why we do it, to keep the tradition going and the love of the music that we've been taught from our parents and uncles and aunts and everybody.
For Cross Currents, I'm Lisa Morehouse.